And now, the Goldbergs. Well, sometimes things may move slowly, giving no indication of the powerful and secret forces which are at play. And all at once, the situation will precipitate a moral and psychological crisis. It is this very thing which is preparing itself for the Goldbergs. When Oriane Leland refused to marry Dr. Peter, she said a few things too many to Mr. Way, for Oriane, like Molly, feels an immense sympathy for this man so recently released from prison. And her sympathy, exaggerated by the circumstances, appears like affection to a man who's had no affection for years. Tonight, the Goldbergs are at the bowling alley with Oriane.
You bowl, Rosie.
It was a lovely bowl, sir. Is it puppet's chance? No.
Look at the score.
Well, I bowl and then Oriane bowls here.
Oh. Go on, then, Rosie.
Why?
Did you mark yourself, Tim?
Yeah, I will, Paul.
You're not bowling, Molly.
I'll watch you. I'll watch you. Be careful, Rosie, darling. The family says don't use the heavy ball. Don't be right away. 1, 2, 3, 4. A champion. Not a little ball first. Just a little ball first.
Molly.
Molly.
Yes. I thought Mr. Ray was coming.
We asked him to. Maybe he'll come. Maybe he don't want to come yet. Not ready to come yet in the public places, maybe.
Rosalind.
That's not the way. Let me show you. Let's have to show you, Rosalie. Let's have to show you. Take the chair. Mrs.
Goldberg, you know, Mrs. Goldberg, I think I have stumbled into something that's a little over my head.
Did you mean about
that? I mean, I think I gave Mr. Way the idea that, well, I overemphasized my regard for Mr. Way.
How? No, no.
I think you got the wrong impression to the man. You see, when I refused Mr. Cooper's offer to marry me, I think Mr. Way got the impression it was because of him. And last night, when Mr. Way's former wife called, he spoke to her over the telephone in front of me. What is that, What is that? I think Mr. Way thinks, well, I've seen more than respect and sympathy for him. But that isn't the worst. It's so wrong. And the way he feels with the whole world against him, with the struggle he has before him, I don't know what to say to him. I don't know what to say that won't hurt him terribly. I know, you know, that it would be impossible for me to feel any of the things that Mr. Way may be thinking.
Maybe you're exaggerating, Oriane. I mean, Mr. Way may feel that, you've been very kind to him and friendly, and that's all he may mean.
I don't think so.
What's that?
How do you mark a strike?
I'll show you.
Oh, yeah, you can come out, sir.
Oh, an accidental expert, huh?
Yes. Oh, my. Be careful. Be very careful.
Say, Pa, I thought Mr. Way was coming.
He's not ready yet to mingle in public places. The town hasn't yet taken him to their heart with outstretched hands.
Oh, he's got to face it sooner or later. There'll always be a man who was once in prison. He's just got to come out and take it. It'll be better for him if he does.
My amateur psychologist.
You, Paul.
Where?
Yeah, it is, Ma.
Come over, Dr. Kelly.
He's coming, Ma.
I see.
Wow. Sure.
Wonderful, I think, so.
No, no, only three.
You play, Pa. Only three, Oriane.
Thank you.
Sit down, Oriane.
I don't know why we can't use an extra alley. The game is so slow when so many are playing. Are you joining us, Dr. Tater? We only just started.
Oh, may I?
Sure.
Please. Say, boy, please. Will you put him up in that alley, too?
Okay.
Hey,
Ma, come and try it, will you?
Well, go on, Mrs. Goldberg. Good for you.
Sure.
He gives money to the Red Cross. No, come on. Sure. Come on.
I'm awfully sorry about
what happened.
I hope you are.
It was pretty rotten of me to take it for granted.
Why did you propose to me anyway? I'm sure it wasn't for the usual reasons.
Well, it certainly isn't a place to give you all my unusual reasons. I'm sorry I took it for granted that you had accepted.
So am I. You weren't particularly delicate with Mr. Wade.
No. I'll apologize to him also. What is it?
He didn't come.
Afraid of the public?
I'm afraid he is.
Only one thing will ever make Wade come out of his jail.
What?
Something strong enough to make him eager to defy public opinion?
If he keeps feeling the way he does now, all his life will be one prison after another.
Yes. And if you keep feeling towards me the way you do now, mine will be the same. That's true, you know. Oh, dear. All down but six? Let's see, that's four.
Okay.
Oh, that's
four.
Oh,
so what did I do?
What
did
my mind do?
You can play two
games,
Dr. Taylor. It's your turn, Orion.
Did Rosie play before me?
Oh, come on, Rosie, play.
Huh?
Oh, I wonder if there's a telephone here. I want to call the house and see how David is.
I'll go with you, Orion.
Yeah, come on, you take
the alley. Take the alley. You take the alley.
Let me see you make a strike, Dr. Taylor.
I don't dare. I've got two strikes on me now. Not the same time.
Where are you going, Molly?
Oh, you must have called to see how David is feeling.
Let Rosalie go. It's your turn to bowl, Orion.
All right, let's see how good you are, Orion. Let's see how many strikes there are in this bowling alley for us.
All right. I got three last time. Oh, Rosie, will you call and see how David is feeling?
All right, Orion. Have you got a nickel?
Wait, I'll give you a nickel. I'll get a nickel from
top. Come on, Orion. Now take care of it now.
Yes.
Now we'll see that we get a good one for you. Now let's see. Maybe we can take this. Yeah, this dark one. Now, we'll use this ball, Orion. That's right. That's it. No, you put the thing. Yes, that's right. Now it's the light one.
It's heavy.
Yes, you'll just have to exercise a little. All right, now you just let it slide down nice and easy. That's it. Yes, now, that's it.
Oh, it's crooked.
Because you gave it the same kind of twist you gave me.
Oh.
Is it all right to say I love you? Is it? Oh, yeah, aren't you listening to me?
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Uh-huh.
All of them. It was an accident.
Sammy, it's your turn. I'll mark it. Mrs. Goldberg, you're playing the other alley.
I'm playing the other alley now. But I'm playing one alley, I'm playing the other
alley. Yeah,
all right, darling. All right, so come. One strike for Orion. And he's marking the score.
We're keeping it on. Yeah, okay, right, you take care of it. I've got it.
Stop, you stay over. We don't know. Did Rosie go to call? Yes, yes. You sit down, darling, and then let's watch. Come, come. Did you mark my strike? Come.
Well, I'll take a shot right here. Oh, yeah, Amy.
Yes.
Sit down.
Thank you.
I marked your strike, but the one you bowled against me or the one on the alley?
Both.
Oh, yeah. Do you mind if I tell you occasionally how much I love you?
No.
Well, would you mind if I told you now?
If you get any pleasure out of it?
Well, I most certainly...
Oh.
Oh. So, Mr. Way has the courage to come out into the open. Who gave it to him, Orion? You? Mr. Way slowly walked down the gauntlet of eyes that watched him. What made him dare the hostility of the town, the public opinion, and the public stares?